For SearchSecurity.com, I'm Rob Westervelt. You're listening to a special edition of Security Wire Weekly for the week of March 5th, 2007. In this edition, we'll talk to Amichai Shulman. He's Chief Technology Officer and founder of Imperva. Imperva's a database security gateway vendor. Shulman talks about how hackers are targeting database communication protocols to bypass security and gain access to critical files. I met up with Shulman at the Black Hat DC conference in Arlington, Virginia. Industry analyst Noel Johanna of Forrester Research said a number of vendors, including Imperva and Symantec, are getting into the area of database security gateways. Johanna said the market for database security gateways is on the rise. I started out asking Shulman about the recent high-profile data breaches in the news.
We saw the TJX data breach most recently. Are we seeing more data breaches today, or are breach notification laws making them more public, in your opinion?
My guess is that the answer is both. First, you have more opportunities for data breaches than you had 10 years ago and even 5 years ago. You have more online resources, more enterprise databases connected somehow to public or semi-public networks. So there are more opportunities for attackers. And I think there are more opportunities in terms of value. There is a very defined value for information. So even if you're talking about insider threat, people can monetize the information they take out from your organization very easily. So again, this is in terms of opportunity. And of course, there are all those laws that obliges you to publish everything that is related to customer information. So we probably hear a lot more about it. And then when you hear about it, there are those politicians that want their names by it, so they go on and make more laws. So we'll hear more about it. So this is something that fits itself. But I think that in reality, we have more breaches. And I think it's a good thing that we know about them. It makes those holding them more careful.
Why are we having more breaches? Is it because database makers are not making or making an inferior product, or is there something else that is causing this? Are attackers becoming more sophisticated?
Well, I think it's more of an opportunity issue than quality of product issue, because I don't think that quality of database product degraded over the years. I don't think so. I think they have a tougher job maintaining the level of security because they have larger software pieces, they have longer backwards compatibility that they carry on. But I don't think that the number of breaches is due to their lack of security measures. Well, most of them are being or are going through a process of improvement. Some are more advanced in this process, some are less advanced, but they are all going through a process of improvement. There are inherent limitations to this process, because if you are a vendor of a software that has 500 million lines of code and you support 25 platforms and you have to issue a patch, it takes time. Mm-hmm. So we have to understand the inherent limitations of this process. But I think that mostly the increase in number of breaches is due to opportunity.
Two quick questions. Does the size of the database really matter? I mean, obviously databases are growing larger, so database makers like Oracle and DB2 and SQL Server obviously have to be holding more data. And attached to that, why aren't companies just encrypting the data within these databases? Obviously, some of the answers are because it slows down transactions.
Well, for the first question, I think it's not the size. I think it's the complexity that goes with the size. So if you have a database with 10 tables and 3 users, it's easier to control in terms of access control than a database with 10,000 tables and 20,000 users.
Mm-hmm.
It's affected by the size, but then it's more of the complexity issues that determines the difficulty of maintaining security of a database. And again, this is not a software issue. It's more of an operational issue on the side of database users. So in terms of data encryption,
I don't know why I tied those two.
Yeah, but that's a tough question. Encryption, people used to say, well, encryption is everything. If you encrypt your information,
well, exactly. They say that. It's the magic bullet to some of these data notification laws.
Yeah.
If you throw encryption in, you lose some of the data. Well, it's encrypted. You're not going to have to make this public notification.
Right. But then the information is encrypted in the database server, okay? So it's safe. So if someone goes and steals the disk of your database server, then the information is probably safe. I'm saying probably, but because there are the issues of where did you keep your secret key. If it's kept on the disk, then you take the disk, you find the key on the disk, and then you decrypt the encrypted information from the disk, so it's useless. But suppose that you have the key outside your disk somehow, using an appliance or a network device that stores keys. Then you must have some mechanisms, and today there are automatic mechanisms that automatically decrypts the information when it goes out of the database to the client. If an attacker behaves like a client, which is what most attacks do, then encryption is useless because you get the information unencrypted from the database server through those mechanisms. Now, if you go to the extent of encrypting the information from the client into the database server, so the client software encrypts the information, sends it to the database server where it is kept with the same key encrypted, and then another client has to take it out, then there is the question of how do you manage all these keys and all those encryption schemes. And this becomes a real technological problem that is not solved well these days. So there is so much you can do with data encryption. You can protect the information on the disk, so if someone goes directly to the database server or steals your disk or steals your backup media, you're okay. But in terms of an attacker going into the database using SQL queries and stuff like that, then it will not do any good.
What are database communication protocols, and why are they suddenly being targeted by attackers?
Okay, now, a database server, in order to manipulate information in the database server, you use a language called SQL. And this is a standard language. It has an ANSI standard. The question of how you send your SQL command to the database server and how you perform tasks such as start your database server, retrieve information after you have sent the SQL query, implement cursors, implement prepared statements, and all these known database scenarios, this is a non-standardized issue. So vendors came in and filled this gap with proprietary technology. So you have a network protocol that communicates between the client and the server. It takes the SQL queries from the client to the server and gives the answers back. And it also implement the additional functionality that I mentioned, like cursors and prepared statements and so on. And these are proprietary protocol. They ride over the standard TCP protocol usually, but they are kind of an abstraction layer, and they can run on top of SNA, IPX, and any other network infrastructure. And the reason that we are seeing more vulnerabilities related to this protocol is that up until now, no one cared about them. Once database security gateways started to show up in the market, the people who make those gateways had to get a better understanding of these protocols. Once they have looked into these protocols, they have discovered many vulnerabilities in them because those protocols were unscrutinized by researchers for years. Just a piece of software that was never really security scrutinized. Once researchers dive in, they get vulnerabilities. And the nice thing about vulnerabilities related to these protocols is that they go below the SQL level, so you cannot protect against them with access controls in the database server. However, they go on top of the network infrastructure, so they do not require you to handle the bits of bytes of operating system until you get the information from the database. Mm-hmm. There are a couple of examples, one of them I'll be showing today, in which using very simple changes to network messages, you can deliver SQL queries to the database server, bypassing any access control in the database server. It is very powerful on the one hand in terms of manipulating the information, the structured information, and on the other hand, it goes below the radar of the database server built-in mechanisms.
And this is regardless of the database maker, could be any database, DBMS.
I think that we have found serious vulnerabilities in all major database brands.
How serious is the threat, though? Can this attack be exploited externally?
I think that it's very difficult to exploit externally. Okay. So it's more of an internal network threat today. We are researching the possibilities of being able to exploit this type of vulnerabilities remotely, for example, through SQL injection, which is usually the way an outside attacker gets to interact with the database server. So if there is a possibility to exploit this type of vulnerability through SQL injection, then it will become a more of a web threat. Today, it's more of an internal network threat.
Is it known whether any this was ever exploited before in the wild?
No, I don't think that there is hard evidence saying that this or that breach occurred due to this or that vulnerability. And this is not the case with any vulnerability, usually. Well, since the time that I've started to study this vulnerability, I've learned that there are organizations that are aware of these vulnerabilities and will not deter from using them for their needs. So my guess is that they are probably in use.
What are some mitigation techniques?
In order to really mitigate, you have two possible solutions. You can go reactive, which means you can wait for a patch to come out and then patch all your systems. It takes time for database companies to issue a patch, and this is understandable again. And it takes you not less time to patch all your databases across the organization. If you want to be proactive, you need some sort of gateway that can do protocol validation before the traffic goes into a database server. And this is probably the only proactive measure that you can take in order to avoid this type of vulnerabilities. You need some sort of mechanism that looks into the message and says, well, this is a normal message, it's a good message. I know it because I've studied normal traffic and I can let it through, or say, well, this doesn't conform with any normal traffic that I've seen so far. for this protocol and just block the message.
Is that easy to build, or is that?
It requires a lot of research and knowledge into these specific protocols. Not very easy to build.
Well, then, you know, is this threat really serious enough that people should be at least taking a look at it?
I think that the ease with which attackers can abuse these vulnerabilities makes it a really serious issue to consider for organizations.
Okay.
Yeah. And again, I'll be demonstrating one of the most serious flaws that were discovered in Oracle database server. Allows bypassing access control. Of course, it has been patched for more than a year now, but exploiting it requires a simple editor on your client machine. That's it. So this is a serious threat. I think that for the past 2 years, I think that people have become aware that you cannot simply rely on built-in database mechanism. You need an additional defense line in front of your database server, some sort of gateway that understands your network protocol, understand SQL queries, can help you monitor information outside the database server, and actually puts another layer of security on top of your database server.
Well, thank you very much.
Thank you.
That ends this special edition of Security Wire Weekly. Be sure to check out our previous podcasts at searchsecurity.com/podcast. Our regular edition of Security Wire Weekly will be launched on Wednesday, March 7th. For the latest IT security news and information, turn to searchsecurity.com. For now, I'm Rob Westerveld. Have a great day.